Hi, this is your girl Nishay Lamore, and this morning I'm gonna do a podcast on a subject that might be a little touchy. Yes, I'm glad to be back. I took like a little week off because that Vegas trip was like wow, you know, and I had to recuperate. I had to get my mind right. I did interviews on the strip. I think I told you guys that on my last podcast. I did a lot of interviews. Well, not a lot, but it was a lot for me because I'm a little shy, as strong and tough as I appear or I come off. I basically have a thing with being in front of the camera, not because I'm looking like Freddy Krueger or anything. It's just, I don't know. I've always had that shyness that when I'm in front of a camera, I kind of freeze up a little bit, believe it or not. But, you know, like I said before, I did some interviews on the Las Vegas Strip when I went out of town trying to promote my book. My book that's out, girl, please. A newly revised copy. The first original copy was out in 2011, so I did a revised copy. But I'll get off into that later. I just want to really do this podcast. I just want to say I thank you guys for the ones that are believing in Nishay Lamore, like, share, and following me. I just thank you guys. But I needed that break because I got a lot of things. I got my hands on a couple of things. And I don't want to have my hands on so many things where I fail. I am a strong individual and I believe in pushing until you know, or faking it till you make it, or just keep pushing and believing in yourself. So I really wanted to just take a breather. So I hadn't did a podcast in about a week and a half. I don't think it's 2 weeks. It might have been, but I think no more than 2 weeks. But with that being said, I'm back and stronger and better than ever. I've learned a lot on my little break. And I had a lot of thought process about a lot of new subjects and topics that I can really get into and really bring and continue to bring the content for you guys. Like I said before, I love talking about the real life relationships. This is what I do. It's just, you know, really unique to do it as a woman because a lot of women have not stepped out. You know, it's very few women that have stepped out and talked about the relationship like the men. You know, the men have been dominating the game for years, centuries, or decades. And I'm not upset about it. That's okay. This, you know, it's okay. The subject that I'm talking about, I might have a part two because I think it does need a man's perspective as well. This is not a subject that you just talk about. This is definitely a subject that, you know, it would be nice to hear what the man has to say about it. You know, today's subject, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Just had to crack a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't been on here on the podcast in, like I said, almost 2 weeks. And it was a very relaxing break. And I'm just refreshed. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this stronger than ever. I'm going to keep the topics rolling. I'm going to keep it exciting. Nishay Lamore is, man, I'm going to do it. Let's do this. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, today's topic, why do people, especially men, when they don't want to be in a relationship, okay, situationship, whatever word that ends with ship, like in the relationship type of category, why do men mostly, because women do it too, ladies and gentlemen, but why do you allow yourself to get in a relationship knowing that you don't want it? Yes, I said it, and I know that this is a very touchy topic. It's another touchy topic because people probably are like, because I wanted to, Nishay, that's why. Yes, I do get it, and I do understand, but the thing is, when you complain about how you was pushed or you was manipulated in a relationship and you really didn't want it, and you're going around behind the person's back and you're telling people, oh, I didn't really want to be in this relationship. She did this. Or she's like, well, he kind of pushed me into relationship, or he pressured me. Pressured you? I mean, we're grown. We have choices to make. We have to stand on them. If you came in the situation and you're dating and you told somebody that you didn't want a relationship and you wasn't certain, unless your mind changed or you seen something that you wanted to, you know, like, okay, this person seems like this is the person I'm looking for. He has all the qualities. Then maybe I'll change my mind, or maybe I'll give it a chance. If that hasn't happened, or you haven't had some type of, you know what I'm saying, light bulb come into your head and say, you know what, this person is a good person, it's a good match, then why do you get into relationships only to complain about it later? And this is not for the ones that get into the relationships and they're doing well, okay? Hey, what do I always say, or I used to say, if it does not apply, let it fly. Okay, we're going to do it like this because we don't want the critics to come on and say, well, because I wanted to. Of course, newsflash, we know if you want to be in a relationship, you could be in a relationship. I mean, that's just a nature of the beast. We're speaking about, or I'm speaking about right now, because I am going to do a part two, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about people that get into relationships, ladies and gentlemen, and they tend to complain. I seen like 2 to 3 people complaining, and I have a person that I'm associated with was complaining. I said, oh, this is a very, very interesting subject. Very interesting. Not that it's not uncommon, it's very common, but I just never thought to talk about it. And then when I got Nichelle Lamore was thinking, and I was like, interesting. Because it was like, you get into these relationships when you're dating. And you know, whether the sex is good and it's all that, or whether they taking you out to eat something that you haven't had in a while. You know, because ladies, we get caught up on the aviance of going out, and he taking us out, and he doing things that the last man that we were in love with probably didn't do, you know, in some circumstances. But that does not mean that because he is doing those things, you allow yourself to go in a direction that you know you're not ready or you do not want. It really complicates things, ladies and gentlemen. It really does, because you're sending out mixed messages. You're sending out mixed messages. Why would you get into a relationship? I don't care how good the sex was. I don't care how much money they have. If you're not compatible, you're just not compatible. It is what it is. And see, we tend to make excuses. And I understand that sometimes you make a mistake and you do it. I get it, because I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. I am a testimony. Let me raise 2 hands for that. Say it again. Nichelle Lamore is a testimony to this. I have gotten into relationships where I really just was like, why in the hell did I even get into this, you know? And I understand. But as I got older, I was like, no, I value my time. You understand what I'm saying? And time is everything. Time is precious. You can't get that time back. And I don't like wasting other people's time. So I'm on a whole nother level. Not only do I not like wasting my time, I'm like, I don't want to waste yours. You know, I don't know how many people can give me an amen on that one, but that's where I'm at in my life. You know, I used to just be like, you know, I don't want to waste my time. No, I don't want to waste your time. You know, I don't want to waste your time. Because after so long, when you've seen a lot, ladies and gentlemen, you just don't want to go there. It's just not worth it. You know, I don't care how much a person is doing and giving. If I'm not ready for this person, or I don't want to be with this person, I just don't want to be with the person. I don't care if you give me a Rolls Royce, you could buy me a house in the hills, or a mansion in the hills. I don't care if I don't want to be in the relationship, or the person is not for me. The person is just not for me. Plain and simple. And when we realize the value of loving yourself and not wasting your time, you feel powerful, believe it or not. Those gifts and those, the whatever the benefit, even the great sex, even a great conversation, whatever it is that the benefit you're receiving, you know, you tend to turn it down. You don't want it. I don't want it. And they're like, sometimes they get offended, men and women, ladies and gentlemen. They're like, wait a minute, you don't want my money? You don't want my money? No. And as a matter of fact, I'm glad we're talking about this. I'm going to give a testimony. I was just in this situation some years ago. I was dating someone. I really didn't want nothing with the person. But the person treated me so well, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, anything I asked for, anything I wanted to do, they were, you know, they were just down for it, you know, trying to please me. But they did not want me to leave them. You know, it was just a situationship. And I just didn't want to be with them. I really had outgrown the situation or the relationship or whatever you want to call it. And I didn't even want to be with them anymore. I just did not want to be with them anymore. Nichelle Moore was done. I had exit. Nichelle Moore had exit, exited, left. You know, I just didn't want to be around the person. And it wasn't that they was a bad person. It wasn't that they didn't, you know, they did something horrible to me. I just didn't want to be with him. He was not the one for me. And I was like, I had really grown in the relationship, because I was like, at first it was just like, ugh, I'm wasting my time. But then it was like, I'm wasting his time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm wasting his time, because he can be with somebody who wants to be with him. Somebody who wants to enjoy all the things he has to offer, because I didn't want it anymore. I didn't care. I didn't want to be bothered with him. And it was so strange where I had outgrew him. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to give these testimonies because I like to show the world that what I talk about, I've actually, in most cases, I always tell you guys, from 70 to 85%, I've lived through these situations that I talk about on the podcast. I've seen it, I've read about it, I've researched, and I've also experienced. So this is a heavy hitter. When I talk about these things on the podcast, I'm pretty much ready and prepared for a debate. I am. Nichelle Moore is prepared for a debate, because I know I'm not an old woman, but I'm an older woman. Middle-aged woman, and I've seen so much. So with that being said, you know, I know, I'm not saying all the time, because I have room to learn. I always can learn something. I always can, you know, sometimes I could be wrong. You know, not all the time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just being honest, but sometimes I'm wrong, you know, and I'm not right about everything. But in most cases with these situations and topics that I'm talking about in the area that I'm going, real life relationships, Nichelle Moore have been there. So with that being said, continuing on what I was saying, I did not want to be with him. So when I had grown, I mean, like, I had matured, I had developed self-love for myself, I understood what it was to love myself, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? When he made those calls to call me, let's do this, let's do that, and he knew how to bait me in, yes, the people that usually want to be with the person that don't want the relationship, they pretty much know how to bait you in or reel you in or convince, manipulate, con, whatever word you want to use, ladies and gentlemen. They pretty much know how to get you to listen, or to get your attention, may I say. You know, and if you're not careful, like I said before, you'll keep repeating this process or cycle, and it'll just go on and on and on and on and on. And why do that? It's like a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? My time is everything, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have time to waste like I used to. I just do not have time to waste on nonsense. And even if a man is giving me, and I know some people are like, oh, you're probably lying, you know, if somebody giving you $1 million, no, because that $1 million come with a very, very pricey price tag. So even if a man is giving me millions, guess what? I'm not there anymore, because I know that I would have to be around the person that I don't want to be around. I know that I would have to make love to them, and I probably would want to throw up, you know, especially if I'm not into the person. It just would be a strain. Who wants to live their life like that? I'm not gonna even lie to you. I've been there several times. But now, no, it's just a waste. No, keep your money, keep your whatever you have to offer me, or whatever you think that you allure me in, to bait me, to come around you, to do things with you, to whatever. Guess what? I don't want it. Save it for somebody who really, really need it, or really want it, or want what you have to offer. That's it, that's all. And it's not really a hard pill to swallow, ladies and gentlemen. It really isn't a hard pill to swallow. You have to understand the seriousness of your time and the level of self-love. When you love yourself, you just don't waste your time on stuff like you used to. Things that used to be important, they're not as important, ladies and gentlemen. It's not as important. And believe me, people are like, oh, you know, the money. Because most times, a lot of us, especially women, you know, and I'm just going to, you know, hey, I've raised my hand to it. We have been there. I've been there. We tend to get caught up on things that really is not that important. Money is not that important, especially when you develop stalkers. And that's a whole nother podcast, ladies and gentlemen, because I experienced some stuff that was just like a little too stalky for me. You know, when I was taking somebody's money, and what I mean taking, I don't mean taking like I was manipulating him. I was just, you know, he was baiting me in, because it's a difference in a person baiting you in and a difference in somebody manipulating to get something out of a person. In this case or instance, I was not manipulating no one to get anything from them. They knew what I liked, what I wanted, and guess what? They took it and ran with it because they wanted me to spend time with them. They wanted me around them. They wanted to do things with me. So what they do? Oh, I get things that she like. I'll get things that she want to do. And you know, it was just like, it was all like calculated. It was calculated. And like I said, at the time, I went in and I allowed myself to be in a situationship that I really didn't want to be in. Yes, I was thinking about people that I wanted to really be with, that I wish would have probably act right. Like, I wish he would have act right and I wouldn't even be seeing this person. You know what I'm saying? Here I am with one man and I'm thinking about, man, I wish he would have did the right thing and I would have probably been with him. Why are you thinking about somebody else, lady, and you're with another man in a whole situationship? Because I did not want to be with them, and I allowed what they had to offer, or the things that they were giving, the things that they were doing, to push me in that direction of what he wanted. I didn't want the relationship, situationship, whatever ship it was a ship, ladies and gentlemen. Nisha Lamore allowed somebody to get them in, you know, like in that direction that I was not trying to go in. And the sad part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, I mentioned that when we first started, I really don't want a relationship. Whatever reason it was, I didn't want a relationship. I was honest. I was honest, ladies. And now I'm not going to lie. When I was real young, ladies and gentlemen, in my early 20s, I think I did not, you know, state it that way. I think I kind of just let it, you know, go in the direction that it went, you know, wherever it went. And I knew the person was kind of alluring me with the things that I liked. Now, in that instance, I didn't open my mouth and verbally say anything. And that was because I was a younger woman. But as I got older, I'm like, look, I really don't want to be in a relationship. I'm more verbal. I know what I want. And I just basically put everything on the table, because coming in the door, you need to have some honesty and being real. You know, you can't pretend and play games. People are crazy out here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's not just the men. It's the women, too. They will hurt you playing with them. I'm just telling you, you play a dangerous game by you know, playing with somebody's time and their love and their money, guess what? Sometimes you will develop a stalker, and you don't want no stalker. Trust me, you don't want no stalker. Because, you know, they're going to let you know clearly that they're not one to be played with. But see, this is the thing. This is the part about some stalkers. And I'm just saying, you know, I'm putting it out there. They will stalk you, but they the ones who initiated the whole entire thing, ladies and gentlemen. They was the ones who initiated it. But you get caught up because you accept the gifts. You accept what it is. You deal with whatever they have to offer knowing you like it. They're giving you something the ex wasn't giving you. Yes, I said it. They're giving you something the ex wasn't giving you. Maybe they know how to please you right in the bed. Maybe they are a caterer. Maybe they are a pleaser. Yeah, we got them type of situations too, ladies and gentlemen. Because a lot of people are not getting what they want in a relationship as far as sexually. And guess what? Somebody out there want to cater to you. But you don't want to be with them. You just want to get your needs met in the bed. And then tippy-toe back home to whoever, he or she. But guess what? It doesn't work like that. You think they catering to you because they just want to cater to you? No. They're catering to you because they want something from you. And a lot of times, this is why and how people are pushed into these situationships and relationships that they really just don't want to be in. They don't want to be in a relationship. And we have to be honest with ourselves and see the red flags, ladies and gentlemen. Because we can't always blame it on the person lied to me. They you know, they didn't tell me they didn't want a relationship or they didn't do this. Sometimes we got to see the red flags, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going on the other side. You know, if you're trying to get somebody to bait them in a relationship, and the person don't really want to be verbal about it, and they're trying to tell you in a nice way, maybe with their actions, you got to be an adult and see past all the, you know, your heart. Because a lot of times your mind is more powerful, and your mind will let you know and be your guide, and your intuition, your spirit will let you know, hey, you know what? Despite the fact that you're doing all these things for her, she don't want you. Hey, this for the ladies. Hey, girl. Hey, girlfriend. Despite the fact you're doing all these things for him, picking him up for work, being there for him, helping him with his kids, with his baby mama, you know, helping him with things that, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, cooking for him, making love to him. Guess what? You're doing it at a risk because he don't want to be in a relationship. So when you don't get what you want after you've done all you have done, you cannot 100% hold him. You cannot hold him to the cross because you have a very, very high responsibility to know that you had some signs. You had to see some signs. Some signs had to be present. I know that there were some signs to show you that this person did not want a relationship. A lot of times we go cry wolf and say, because, you know, now I'm talking about the person that's actually doing initiation. You know, oh, they did this to us and, you know, she knew that I loved her and wanted to be with her. But did she show you some signs that she didn't want to be with you? Didn't she go out with her girlfriends and didn't come home a couple of times? Didn't she take your money and didn't spend no time with you a couple of times? I mean, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. You know, ladies, didn't he show you when he didn't answer his phone? He told you to call him after he you know, he didn't screw your brains out. But then the next day he don't answer his phone. I mean, didn't he show you? Did you not see the red flags? I mean, we got to take some responsibility in this. I mean, let's just be honest. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, because, you know, I already know, you know, people always have a comment. And I understand it. I get it. This is part of, you know, this is what I do. I'm not going to get everybody that agree with me. I get that. But guess what? Nichelle Moore been through it. So any debate that's on the table, I challenge you. I challenge you. I do. I love a debate. And I'm going to stand strong on it because I know what I'm talking about. I've been through it several times and I could cash that check. That's a check we could take to the bank. That is a check that Nichelle Moore can take to the bank easily in cash. So with that being said, you know, we just have to take some responsibility and stop blaming and doing the blame game. You know, we got to stop doing the blame game, ladies and gentlemen, and stop blaming other person for they used you or they pretended to want a relationship and they didn't want to relate. Oh, no, they let you know. They might not say it always verbally, but they showed you or said something some way, somehow. You know, because I've even caught vibes when a person, and this is when I was really young, a person can be intimate with you and immediately they're cut off after the sex. And I know people have experienced that. Those are clear signs that a person don't want to be with you. It was just what it was, sex. They got what they wanted. They're done. At least for that moment, they're done. But a lot of times people, when they're intimate, they'll even be pushy in that area. Oh, you want me to cook you breakfast? Or, you know, the guy might offer things. Or you want me to take you home? You want me to do this? Want me to do it? A lot of times if people are cut off intimate, like they're not trying to cuddle, they're not trying to do things like as like one, a team. You know what I'm saying? Like going that direction of, you know, a husband and wife. And they don't necessarily have to be married. But I'm saying do things as a couple. Like they're letting you know that we're together. Guess what? That's what it was. You have to take it for face value. It 9 times out of 10, it was just sex. And when you start learning how to, basically separate that and understand how it works and what it is, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Trust me when I tell you. I had to learn. It was not easy, ladies and gentlemen, but I had to learn. And it's okay. I mean, we're human. You know, life is about trial and error. You know, you're not going to walk out and know everything about a relationship just walking out and you're 17, 18 and you're growing up and you're like, okay, relationship, and you just know everything. Just like some things are going to be trial and error, despite the fact of what your mother tell you, what your sister tell you, what your girlfriend tell you, what your homeboy tell you, your father tell you. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to learn hands down, you know, and it's okay. It's okay. That's a part of life. But when you do learn, it doesn't make sense to keep repeating the same mistakes. And I'm just going to say that, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't make sense. Once you do learn a very valuable lesson, it does not make sense to keep repeating the same mistakes. Because once you learn, that's like a lesson. That's like you spent money, you know, in a classroom. You've learned. Why keep paying for a class to get a lesson? You know, hey, I mean, you do what you want. But, I mean, why? Why? If you've learned, take that with you and move on to the next level, to the next stage in your life. You know, so, you know, we got to just take responsibility. And men, you got to stop, you know, allowing us, me included, because I'm a woman, to get you in a relationship because we whip it on you. Or we got some good sex, you know, and we basically, you know, we have you in this situation where you're like, wow, I want to continue to see her. So she says she's not going to do this with me if I don't, you know, get in a relationship. And this is not all women. I'm saying some, because I've done it. Oh, yes, I've done that. Yes, hands down, you know. And like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to keep doing this. You know, I want a relationship. And then all of a sudden, we're in a relationship. But in the beginning, he didn't want a relationship. So why is he really in the relationship? Is he in the relationship because of what the benefit is? Or is he in the relationship because he loves me and he wants to please Nichay Lamour and he has undeniable love for me? And I'm not saying that can't grow. A person can't grow on you, because we do have situations where people do grow on you. And yes, that really happens. A person can grow on you and you can be like, wow, I didn't see this coming. Yes, that does happen. Those are exception to the rule. We're not talking about people that have grown on somebody and then the person is in love with them. Those are beautiful things, to be honest with you, to be really honest with you, because you don't see it coming, and that's okay. I'm speaking highly about the people that get into these relationships And behind the partner's back, they're complaining. They're miserable. They don't like to be in this relationship. It is really not what they wanted. But because of the benefit, ladies and gentlemen, they have decided to just go ahead and, you know, they'll just do it. Whatever reason. Maybe they said they'll give it a try. And even with them saying they're going to give it a try or they're just going to go with the flow, they're still not putting their all in it. You know what I'm saying? They're not there, ladies and gentlemen. So you got to be careful of that. You got to be careful of that on both sides. You don't want to create stalkers. And a person that will stalk you, to what degree, I don't know. It can be serious, ladies and gentlemen. You got to be careful because people will hurt you mentally and physically about their time, their love, and their money. I'm going to say it again. You got to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, because people will hurt you ultimately when you're playing with their time, their love, and their money. If you really don't want to be with them and you're not going to give it your all, just fall back. Fall back. And you got to put your, you know, foot down and say, hey, I don't care. I don't want to be in a relationship. You got to stand on it. You got to. Because sometimes, you know, it might hurt the other person and it might disappoint them. And, you know, they might be mad. But in the long run, they would appreciate you. In the long run, they will really, really appreciate you. And they'll look back on this and they'll say, you know what? When they mature and they grow, they'll say, you know what? I really wanted a relationship with that person and that person was real with me. I have nothing but love and respect for them. And that's what you want to look back on the person and say. You don't want to look back on the person and say, that person wastes my time. He knew he didn't want no relationship. He used me. He sexed me. He took my money. Or the man, she took my money. I took care of her kids. I was a stepfather to her kids. You know, you don't want these type of backlashes. You know, so it's always best to do the right thing and look for the red flags, ladies and gentlemen. I keep telling you guys, stop collecting the red flags like trophies. Stop collecting the red flags like trophies. Understand red flags are there to help you. You know, don't be so quick to like brush a red flag off because you're like, I know this person or I know they wouldn't do this to me. You don't know. You don't know. Because sometimes the mask falls off. The mask falls off. So you really don't know, you know. So with that being said, I'm just going to go over some things to help you. And, you know, I always talk about self-love. Have self-love. Have self-love, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to talk about some reasons why people don't commit or don't want to commit when they're dating. You know, these are some reasons. What is a reason? Some good reasons why people don't commit when they're dating, or why reasons why people prefer not to commit. They just don't want to commit. You know, it's just what it is. We can't force a person all the time in a relationship. And when you do manipulate and bait a person in with things that they like and want, it doesn't end well. It usually does not end well unless they fall in love with you. Because a lot of times if they're even there for a long time and they're not even wanting to be in a relationship, they're talking about you behind your back, whether it's to their family members, their friends. You don't want a relationship with somebody's talking negative about you. You want somebody to talk highly about you, say wonderful things, not like, oh, I'm in this relationship. I don't know why. How did I get in this relationship? You know, you don't want that type of negative talk. You want somebody to talk about you, you know, in a positive direction, because positivity, guess what? It helps the relationship grow. It helps the relationship grow. You'll grow, he'll grow, he'll grow, she'll grow, or whatever. However the relationship goes, you both will grow. You know, you have to be honest with yourself, with, you know, with people. You have to take them for face value and look at the signs and be honest with yourself. So, I'm going to give you some reasons why people really just don't really want to commit in the relationship. I'm sorry, when they're dating before the relationship or going towards the relationship, you know, in that direction, when they really, really don't want to be in a relationship. So let's get started. Reasons why people prefer not to commit. Number one, they don't want to compromise their wants and values. They don't want to change what they believe in. You might believe in Christianity. They might be a Muslim. If they love you, you guys to come together, right? This is just the nature of the beast. But they might don't want to be bothered with you with that. And that's a freedom of choice. You know, I'm a Christian. You know, and if I was with a man that was a Muslim, guess what? If he loved me, we'll have to come together. But if he don't want to be bothered, that is his right. That is her right. It goes both ways, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, not wanting to compromise wants and value. And it could be wants. You might, a woman might want children, a man might not. The man might want to be married, the woman might not want to be married. I mean, it goes, the list goes on and on and on. It just, it's a matter of when you want to be with somebody and you love them, you guys are going to do whatever it takes to be with them. You're not going to have these issues and problems that we're, you know, that we're discussing right now, because it's just going to flow. You know, when you love somebody, it's just going to flow regardless. You know what I'm saying? The next one, past trauma. Yes, past trauma. What do Nishayla Moore mean? Hey, they had some things going on in that last relationship, or something they've seen with their mother and father, their auntie, the uncle, whatever it is that they seen or they experienced. They just don't want to get involved. They don't want to step out on faith and try it again. They just want to be free-spirited and do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Free-spirited, like date whoever they want to date. They're promiscuous. Usually, in most cases, they're very promiscuous. And they're just sleeping around and they're doing them. They don't want no ties. You know, and just because they go out and hang out with you and give you a little time and do a little something with you does not mean that they want to be in a relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, we as women especially, we get caught up on a man doing, you know, spending a little money on us and a date and going out with us and spending some time. And we're like, oh, he wants to be. No, girlfriend. He just wanted something different for the day, for the hour, for the night. Because a lot of times, all the time, because there's some very good men out there. I'm sending a shout out, gentlemen. I'm not trying to assassinate the men. But there are some good men out there, but there are some ones that just don't want to be bothered unless they want to be bothered. It's just what it is. Do not invade those men's space. Now, when he wants to come around, accept it for face value. He just wants to deal with you for whatever it is. Maybe he had a bad girlfriend. Maybe he had a bad experience. Maybe he see his mother and father divorced, and vice versa with the woman. There's some women that don't want to be bothered. You got to respect that, man. You got to respect it. It goes both ways. Past trauma, whatever it is the trauma is, we got to, you know, look at the red flags, accept it, and stop collecting them as trophies. The next one, insecurities and low self-esteem. It could be low self-esteem. Yeah, it could be. You know, it could be he feels that or she feels that she can't satisfy you. She can't take care of you. You're high maintenance. And there are some men that are high maintenance, ladies. I mean, we all know that. It's not always just the women. It could be the woman is high maintenance. It could be the man is high maintenance. Whatever the case is, you know, I just can't seem to satisfy you. I don't have enough money. Oh, I've heard that before with men. You know, your last man had a lot of money, and then the next man or the relationship you come into, he might feel that he has a lot of competition, or he feels that those are big shoes because you were accustomed to certain things and a certain lifestyle. Yes, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And it goes for the men as well and for the women as well. It's not just one gender. It's both. You know, the low self-esteem. Like, I've been in situations where I felt like I had to have this in a relationship as a woman, or I had to have this, or I had to be slimmer. I'm a tall, full-size woman. You know, I've always, you know, been, you know, had hips and everything, but I was tall. You know, I was never like a skinny or thin model. Never in my life, even when I was young. And I have dated men that were, you know, that looked like models. And they came off like my last girlfriend, my last lady, she was smaller or this. And I always felt like I had to be on a diet. And I'm not going to be... had to laugh, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to be with a man that I feel like 24/7 I got to look, you know, like I came, stepped out of a magazine. You know, at some point, you got to accept me for who I am. I'm not saying that I had to be sloppy or, you know, fat had to be hanging out. No, I'm not saying that or not go to the gym. I'm never saying that, ladies and gentlemen. But my bone structure or my height and my genetics of where I come from, I'm a tall woman that have hips. This is who I am. So I had to understand it. You know, I can't be insecure. You know, either he's going to accept me or either he's not. You know, I had to throw out an example so you guys can understand I've been through this, ladies and gentlemen. I keep telling you, I've been through this. Yes. You just got to know who you are and be confident. Have self-love. Know who you are and stand on it, ladies and gentlemen. Stand on it. You know, a person is either going to deal with you or they're going to leave you alone. It's just that simple. They're either going to be with you and accept you with all your flaws and who you are as a person, especially if they want you and they like you. Guess what? Or they're going to move around. That's how I always say. Move around. I'm not going to try to change my existence to that degree for nobody. I am who I am. Now, don't get me wrong. Things that are toxic, of course. Toxic things, of course, ladies and gentlemen. You always have room for change. Always. Not just for the relationship, for yourself. But anything else like my genetics or who I am or the way I'm built, yes, I'm supposed to exercise and I'm going to do it. Yes, I'm supposed to eat right and eat healthy. I'm going to do it. But if I am not, you know, your cup of tea and, you know, a thin woman, I mean, I can't be your cup of tea. But I'm not going to walk around and be insecure about it. And you shouldn't either, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Next one. They don't have a need or they don't see a need. They just don't see a need. They have usually, in this case, ladies and gentlemen, they have been single for a while. More than likely, they've been single for a while and they just have got adapted. They have, you know, they have really, really got embedded in being single or being alone. So they don't see a need for a relationship. So they just doing things, like I said, free spirited when they want sex. And a lot of times these people right here, this one right here, I'm not going to get into the subject, but a lot of times these people are narcissistic in most cases, not all the time. You know, in most cases they are. They're narcissistic. And you have to be careful of that because you will go around trying to please them and they will suck you dry and leave you hanging. So be careful. Your time is everything. You know, everything a person gives is not good for you. And it's not worth it. You know, you got to do ultimately what works for you. But just know, ladies and gentlemen, there are severe consequences when you do these type of things. I'm just telling you. And this is from experience. Nichelle L'Amour, you know, and as a woman, you know, I'm just telling you, I've been around. You know, I've seen a lot, experienced a lot. So there are severe consequences when you do that. You know, you got to be honest with yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Got to be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell me anything. You don't owe me anything. You know, but a lot of times these people don't have a need. They don't have a need. They don't see a need to, you know, be in a relationship. You know, and if they don't want a relationship, they just don't want a relationship. Don't try to force it on them. Don't try to force it on them, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and lastly, drum roll, this is the last and final one I'm going to speak about. I'm sure it's many more, but I'm just speaking about these right here, the main ones, ladies and gentlemen. Lastly, sometimes they still connected to their past. Yes. What do Nichelle L'Amour mean, ladies and gentlemen? They're still connected to their exes, their lovers, their down lows, whoever they're connected to, they don't want you to know. They're still connected and they have strong ties and strong bonds secretly to these people. So a relationship will a lot of times interrupt what they have going on with these people. And a lot of times these people, honestly, are the ones that's really waiting. In some cases, I've seen it. So this is not, this is another one I challenge you on because I've seen it and I got receipts. A lot of times these secret people have already been in your shoes and they're in line waiting to be the runner up as far as in the relationship with the person. I said it. Yes, I did. I said it. These people that they're secretly holding on to while the person is still doing what they want to do and they're dating, a lot of times they're holding on to these people for whatever reason, you know, because usually the person is good to them. They have good sex. They're compatible. They trust them. The person is loyal to their needs, whatever the case may be. But a lot of times the people are still in the relationship because they're hoping and wishing that they, when the time comes, when they finish playing around, when they finish doing what they want to do, when they finish, you know, like wake up from this coma, that they should want a relationship. It's going to be them. It's going to be with them. Yes. They're going to wake up from the coma. They're going to say, you know what? This person been around a long time. I'm going to be in a relationship with them. So they never leave in most cases unless something happens or something changed. Either the person who's hanging around get a man or a partner, or this person decides to cut it off, whether it's a man or woman. It has to be up to, you know, solely up to the person to decide. But a lot of times I've seen it, ladies and gentlemen, they hang on for, I mean, near death. I've seen it. They even in the older group, like in their 60s and 70s, they're still hoping and wishing that the person would change or the person will open their eyes and see that they're a wonderful person and that they're going to, you know, be in this relationship that they have always dreamed of to be in. And what did I say, ladies and gentlemen, in closing? That's a waste of time. You have wasted so much time. Even if you see the good qualities in the person, we're not saying the person, whether it's a man or woman, is not a good person, because they could be a good person. But you have wasted so much time trying to wait to see if the person is going to change, or the person is going to choose you. Is the person going to do right by you? Is the person going to see that you're the greatest? And you could have met somebody else. You could have met somebody else. Your walk in life, you could have gravitated to somebody that was just like you or was looking for all those qualities that you have to offer. Sometimes it's just not worth it, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, you cannot allow yourself to keep getting into relationships that you know you're not ready for. And people that are manipulating or trying to, you know, allure. I'm going to use the, you know, adult word. You're trying to allure the person or bait the person into the relationship. You got to stop doing that and accept it. You know, you got to put on your big panties or your big drawers. Hey, it is what it is. Accept it for what it is. But don't look for the relationship part if you're not ready. You hurt people. You upset people. You're wasting people's time. Hurt people hurt people. Stop hurting someone if you know you don't really want to be with them, even if you're getting a benefit. And I know it's hard to say, hey, I'm just getting a benefit. You know, can you still be with me? Yeah, but guess what? In the end, even if they still act crazy, you sleep better at night. Stop doing that. It's not right. Stop wasting people's time. I don't have time to waste on no one. And I don't want you wasting my time, and I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to be at 100 with you. Because at this point, and I'm just being honest with you, I'm not saying I didn't play the game, because I did. Let me say it again, because I want to, you know, for the naysayers and the people that's going to try to find negativity in what I say, Nisha Lamore played the game. I'm an open book. That's why I do this. This is why I came to this platform to do what I'm doing. I played the game. And guess what? In the end, I developed stalkers. And what I mean stalkers, they all wasn't stalkers because they just wanted to be with me. They were stalkers like, look, don't play with me. You took my time. You took my love. You took my money. Whatever the case, whatever it was that they were hurt about, guess what? That's not right. You think that you could just ride into the sunset and be with somebody else and it's cool? And I was like literally just shocked, because I didn't realize, you know, I was hurting somebody. I just allowed them to think that we were in a relationship, and I really didn't want to be in a relationship. I really just didn't. But because of the benefits, ladies and gentlemen, I kept dealing with the person, not knowing that the person could be free. I could have freed the person, even though they was crazy about me. Do you hear me? Crazy about me. You know, I could have freed them and allowed them to be with a woman that was going to love them the way they needed to be loved. See, this is why we get a lot of karma. We do a lot of things, and then we run and cry wolf and be like, what is it? We want to sing a sad song with the violin. Yes, I said it. We want to sing a song, you know, playing the violin, because we don't realize we put a lot of stuff in the universe and it comes back to you. And a lot of Nishay Lamore karma came back to her when I had got hurt, because I put stuff in the relationship and I was pouring myself and my heart and my love. Guess what? Some way, somehow, with another person, it came back. It surfaced and, you know, did a 360. Did a 360, ladies and gentlemen. And it's okay, because I've learned. So now, I don't play games with people at all, under no circumstances. And even when I'm in a relationship to this day, when men offer me things or say, hey, you know, I want to take you out, they say, hey, you know what? Maybe if I'm not in a relationship down the line, you could check back with me, see how it's going, and then we could do that. But right now, I'm seeing somebody. Because I don't want that type of, I don't want that drama around me. I don't want that toxicity around me. I don't want to be putting myself in a situation where I put myself in harm's way. How about that, ladies? How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Because I'm not going to be putting myself in harm's way anymore. Where I have somebody crazy, deranged. That was what Martin said on one of his first stand-up comedies. You know, that's one of my favorite comedians. One of my most favorite comedians. But Martin Lawrence said that as a joke. Now you got this crazy, deranged. And I wasn't going to have no crazy, deranged person following me. You know, now if a person follows me, that's on his own. I didn't tell him. He's doing that on his own. But I'm not going to pour into something that's in somebody already. So, with that being said, pay attention to those red flags and stop collecting them as trophies. Yes. Love yourself. Love yourself to know that everything that a person has to offer and give is not always, you know, what it is. It's just not. It comes with a very pricey price tag. And love yourself to be honest with yourself, to know the truth and accept the truth. Trust me, you feel good about yourself. You feel free. And you don't have these ties to people because you feel like you're obligated. You feel like you have to be with them. Don't feel like you have to be with anybody. And that goes for the men too. Men, stop taking a woman's sex, her good sex, and feel sad or bad about you know, you having sex with her, you doing all these freaky things in the bed, and then turn around and you're with her, but you don't really want to give her with, you know, the quality of life as a man, you know, because that's not the one you really want to be with. Stop. Be honest coming in the door. She might have more respect for you. She might have more respect for you. And it goes for the women as well. You know, it goes for the women as well. And with that being said, I just want to close. I thank you guys. Like, share, and follow. This concludes my podcast. I haven't been on, like I said, in about a week or two. It hasn't been no more than maybe 2 weeks. Maybe. This was a very exciting podcast. Follow me on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. Follow me on YouTube. Cop my book, Girl Please. It's going to be everywhere. Right now, it's on e-commerce. It's on my website, www.nishaylamore.com. It's some maintenance going on with my website, but you can always find ways to get it, because you can go, you can email, not email me. I'm so sorry. I said email. You can always message me, and it ships out right away. Ships out right away. You know, priority mail. You'll love the book. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say about it, because it's really it's a revised copy of the first one, but it has a lot of interesting things, has pictures and all the above. Trust me, it's a beautiful book and you will love it. It's very entertaining. Like, share, and follow, like I said, and continue to support Nichelle Moore. I thank you guys. I love everybody who believe in Nichelle Moore. I'm going to continue to bring the content and continue to bring the topics, especially when they're hot, juicy topics regarding the real life relationships. And that really just concludes. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is Thursday. And I just want you guys to show love to people out here that's trying to do the right thing and support these people, especially the ones that, you know, they're trying to step out on faith, be entrepreneurs like myself. With that being said, Nichelle Moore is out. I love you, because remember what I always tell you guys, without you, there will be no Nichelle Moore. Thank you very much and have a wonderful weekend.